everyone. Time for our weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host, Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. Today, I want to talk about going it alone and really thriving. And I want to talk also about how we let others do the same. So the Bible tells us to work out our own salvation. One way to look at that statement is to remember that it is telling us that we must work out that salvation. No one is going to do it for us, nor can they ever do it for us. Yes, we have wonderful examples to follow, but the only way we're going to really discover what's right in the big picture of our lives, as well as in the day-to-day minutiae, is to get to the heart of our own thoughts and motives and to save ourselves, so to speak. No one else's life is like yours, no matter how parallel you think things may be. No one has the same inner being, the same soul, the same purpose. And this is what's so thrilling. Yourself and your journey are entirely unique and yet so specifically right. You were made in a way that is special, and that special you is the one you need to seek. Working out our salvation, so to speak, isn't martyring ourselves or becoming successful by some human standards that may or may not feel good or satisfying to us. Working out our salvation is coming to know ourselves rightly. It's becoming really acquainted with who God made us to be. This saves us because the truth of us is what sets us free. The salvation is in discarding the false and preserving the true you. I know it seems like we're salvaging the dregs of something lost of our being at times, but the truth of you isn't something that can be lost. Your original being, the essence of you, the one you were designed to be, isn't trashed by time or circumstance. It remains intact because you're built of spiritual qualities, and these qualities don't have a shelf life, and they're invulnerable to material events and effects. So with that in mind, let's get back to going it alone and winning. We have to stay focused on connecting with ourselves and what is the most right, satisfying, and healing for us. In this, we can't rely on others to tell us our truth. But our aloneness is accompanied by one very mighty thing, and that's God. Working out that salvation, that sense of peace and direction and inspiration and animated purpose, is a task that is in every way promoted by and supported by God. So we have a source of inspiration and a rock to rely on. We're really not alone. When we're trying to figure out what's rightest for us to do or dealing with confusion or fear, we can turn to others for suggestions and comfort, of course, when that feels right. And we should. But the bottom line and the fullest and most powerfully healing, lasting, and saving answers are going to be the ones that you find in your own heart with God, the one who knows you better than you know yourself. God's the one that sees you as you always are, the apple of his eye, and a vitally significant idea in the world. Really, God is here to make sure you're safe, saved, and that you know this, so you can live it to the utmost. Jesus is a good example. He separated himself from the masses often so he could get that clarity that came free of opinions and even the thoughts and questions of others. He got clear on his mission and his own identity by going and spending time with God. And then he was able to go out into the world and make a difference, feeling honest about it all, and showing that honesty by the truth that set people free. We can do this too. Working out your salvation isn't necessarily wrestling with devils every day. It's often where we really are having fun because we're discovering what really pleases us and realizing that these are not distant hopes, but God designed realities to be accepted and lived. Learn to love the idea of going it alone with God. Love that no one can give you better guidance than you can with the light of truth on you, uninfluenced by other people's needs or opinions. And so that kind of leads to part two of this program, other people and their needs. The great thing about relying on God for our saving ideas, inspirations, and direction is that since He is everyone's God, your salvation isn't either contingent on another salvation, nor can your goodness take from another. God's plan harmonizes for all. So that also means, and this is important, you are not another person's savior. Get over it. You are not the one that is going to set someone free or on whom their goodness is reliant. You can let go of that egotistic responsibility. I'm not talking about just, you know, not doing your natural duty for your family or at work. What I'm talking about is that inward sense that if we were to drop someone else's ball, they would not have that ball anymore. They would lose because we let them go. But if we care about that person, then don't we also care enough that they get to work out their salvation and discover their true purpose, find their real healing and identity and freedoms and strengths? Don't we love them enough to trust their own relationship with their source, whether acknowledged by them or not? There's still that relationship, having that to speak and lead and guide them in ways that our influence may actually hide or misdirect, well-meaning as it may be. So be supportive and loving, but don't for a minute think that you have the right to mediate between God and another individual. Share as you're led. Love as you feel led to do. God does want us to help one another, but take off the mantle of responsibility for another's well-being and get back to saving yourself. Now, that's not a selfish thing. Don't get distracted from your own life. Don't miss what is yours to live. Those who you care about will still know your love, and you will be more honestly giving when you are true to yourself and obedient to God and His plan, not only for you, but for others as well. Thanks for listening to these ideas. I hope they're helpful. I'm still working out my own salvation for sure, and I really gain so much by listening to inspired ideas and feeling the support of friends and family. Absolutely. It comforts me and it opens my heart. But in the end, I find I really need to turn to God with all that I'm hearing and say, what do you say about this, Father? What would you have me see and do and be? Then I get the clearer answers and I know what is well-meaning advice, what is my own fears going amok, and what is truly the voice of God telling me that truth just for me. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week. If you want to chat more about any of these ideas or even talk about arranging a session with me, I'd love to talk to you. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. Have a great weekend.